Hey, good morning. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
What's up?
7:10 today, we are going to have some clouds. Bit of wet snow or rain at times, high of 38. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a bit of snow and drizzle.
For shizzle.
That was unplanned, folks. A low of 30. Thursday, partly sunny, high of 40. Friday, mostly cloudy, chance for rain, high of 41.
Mm-hmm.
Heat wave, sun.
Yeah.
All right.
It's getting hot out.
Getting hot. In the summertime almost already, right? All right, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Over the past couple of years, some colleges have started offering scholarships for esports.
Oh.
You've heard about this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, now high schools are joining in the fun, making video games a varsity sport.
Imagine having that on your jacket.
Well,
I'm in band. I play football, track, Fortnite.
In Fortnite. look at all these pins I won for playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
For example, early next year, kids at 30 high schools in Alabama. Do they even have video game consoles in Alabama?
I thought they just played football.
They'll get to try out for esports teams competing with each other in games such as Rocket League and League of Legends, making video games a state-sanctioned inter-school sport.
Rocket League does look pretty sick. Looks pretty sweet.
It's RC cars kicking a giant soccer ball around.
It looks fun, though.
Why not just do that in real life?
That would be sweet.
Wouldn't that? That'd be better.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time.
Well, Benny's happy.
I know.
Benny's excited.
No, Benny's not in high school anymore. You know, he's going to be that guy at the high school going, man, if they would have had that back in my day.
It could have been me.
I would have had all the chicks.
They're going to say you have that on your varsity jacket?
I don't see it as a sport. I don't. I really do not. I do not see it as a sport.
Well, people bitch about, what is it? It's not a sport. What do they say, golf?
Yeah.
Golf's not a sport.
Are you kidding me? Golf is absolutely a sport.
Some people say, like, bowling.
Bowling's not a sport.
Bowling's a sport, but sitting there.
If video games is considered a sport, you're giving scholarships away, everything else is a sport.
This is not... just doing the only thing that moves is your thumbs. That's not a sport. I'm going to say it. Yes, there is some mental capacity that's being used. I get that, but it's no.
Yeah,
I'm not saying kids can't do it, but it's not a sport.
Full blown scholarships.
Yeah, colleges are actually doing it as that. Now kids are going to be starting. You're going to see these eighth grade kids coming into high school, and they are going to be approached by colleges for esports.
I wonder what's the reasoning behind it? Like,
because it's so much.
We're giving away scholarships because so many people like it, or is there like a future in this? Is there like we need people that are good on controllers,
dude? Think about all the hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of people that watch that Twitch or that whatever that is. I sound like such an old man right now. All that one thing that all the kids are watching nowadays. I don't know. It's weird to me. I don't get it. I don't think I ever thought when I was, back playing Sonic the Hedgehog that I'm like, oh, I want to have a future in this.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, it's a fun thing to do to unwind.
So do you go to like state championships for?
They will. I guarantee they'll have it. Yeah. Yeah, they'll have it. You'll have your teams that go and compete against other school teams or state championships.
Imagine playing a kid in Madden.
Yeah.
And your college scholarship rides on it.
Yeah.
Talking about pressure.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. Kid's devastated because he lost a game of Madden.
Now, also think about it, though, too. The overhead on esports is way less than, think about a college football program.
Mm-hmm.
You need all the helmets, the equipment. You got the booster clubs. You got the cheerleaders. You got the staff, the coaches. With this esports stuff, you need some.
Just need an Xbox and a controller.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Huh. That's wild, man. Times have changed.
They have. They really have. And with everyone ragging on football and, it being unsafe, I don't know.
Wait till the XFL comes out.
Oh, I can't wait for that. That's good.
We'll talk about that here in a little bit.
Yeah, when we get to sports. Let's see here. Lastly, according to a new survey, the type of beer you enjoy reveals your personality traits. Why didn't they give beer scholarships in college? Dude.
It's because everybody would have gotten a scholarship.
Oh, my God. Oh, I would have been just easy.
Imagine the trophies Andre the Giant would have gotten.
It'd been great.
Guy pounded like 152 beers in one sitting.
Keg of beer. keg of beer, for God's sake. Well, researchers found that people who enjoy drinking ale value arts over sports, and they are generally happy with their jobs and lead fulfilling lives. Lager drinkers tend to be more goal-oriented and sociable. The survey also found that beer drinkers tend to be set in their ways, as the average beer drinker hasn't switched up their favorite beer in 4 years.
Just give me a beer.
And don't judge me on what... You know what?
Yeah.
There's different beers for different occasions. When I'm on the river, I'm drinking some skunky-ass cheap beer. Yeah.
You know, beer is getting to where, like, weed was.
Yeah.
And you got your orange kush, and then you got this strand, and then this strand, and then... You know, just give me a bag of weed.
Just want a bag of weed.
You know, just give me a beer.
Yeah, just give me a beer.
Yeah, people are so picky with it now.
I'm not saying I won't try other beers, but yeah, when people start getting into it too much, or they judge me for the fact that I'm drinking, you know, a Colt 45. What? I had $1.45 in my pocket. I wanted a beer.
It's like that Bud Light.
Give me that Colt 45 and some duct tape. I'm having myself a good time.
It's like that Bud Light commercial where the dilly dilly beers for everybody, yeah. And then the one guy's like, "Yeah, I'll take a."
Do you have any mead?
So what's the head on that? Yeah, they end up just locking them.
Seriously, you give me $5, $5. Uh-huh. I'm going to buy 2 40s and a roll of duct tape. I'm going to have change left over, and I'm going to have an awesome time.
Yeah, you're going to be hammered.
I'm going to be hammered drunk. All right, that's all you need.
Just give me a beer.
The Morning Dump.